With silence more powerful than words, the president mourns victims of gun violence and takes action to stop it. It is a sight we rarely see. The tears of the most powerful man in the world, powerless to get the United States Congress to tighten gun control laws. The president was announcing what he would do by executive action without Congress when the memories of these victims, 21st graders from Newtown, Connecticut, 6 or 7 years old, choked Mr. Obama in mid-sentence. There have been 13 mass killings during the Obama presidency, each time Republicans voted against gun legislation. But last month, after San Bernardino, Mr. Obama decided to act on his own.
Although the issue of stricter gun laws remains highly divisive, 92% of Americans support background checks. But the president, in the wake of the Sandy Hook shootings, failed to get legislation through Congress that would have expanded them.
The National Rifle Association reacted to the president's remarks with a hail of tweets in real time, saying President Obama's executive orders will do nothing to improve public safety. The deep-pocketed group issued this warning to any lawmakers thinking of siding with the president. FYI, all NRA grades are subject to change.
Sadly, it's what I've come to expect now.
And Congresswoman Elizabeth Estey is a Democrat whose Connecticut district includes Sandy Hook Elementary, where 20 children and 6 adults were gunned down in 2012.